Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show. Broadcasting live from Brick House Tavern and Tap in Humble as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 is how you text in. You can join on YouTube at ESPN Houston, our listener party at St. Arnold's Friday the 5th. Back end of the segment, here's what we're going to do. You guys all know what the Paul Gallant Show motto for the 2025 Houston Astros is. You all know it. If you don't by now, I mean, then I don't think that you're doing your part. I'm doing my part. You're not doing your part to help me feed my cat. Okay? You're not doing your part to help me continue to provide for my amazing girlfriend, you know? Like, it's like you want me to be unhappy or unemployed. One texter definitely has said, yes, I want that. I want that so bad. And that's fine. But you know what the motto is for the 2025 Houston Astros on the Paul Gallant Show. And what you need to do, if you want to go to the ESPN Houston Listener Party, is you need to call in at 713-780-3776 and say that motto with a lot of gusto. The kind of gusto that you would think somebody who is on the verge of a holy war would be saying it with. So whoever does it best, I will see you in a couple of weeks at St. Arnold's. In the meantime, you know, we talk about our beloved Houston Astros and the holy wars that we've fought online in their defense, defending their honor against those who would besmirch them. Well, we have brothers in arms. We have brothers in arms in a little town called Foxborough, Massachusetts, where a team that's won so much was accused of something that a lot of other teams have done, but it was based off like the locations of the cameras that were recording signs. So many people piled on to them. They were sort of the forerunners to what the Astros are. The Astros, like, they do something a lot of other teams were doing. Oh, no, blah, the asterisk next to the World Series, blah, 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 blah. Forever linked to that team in Foxborough, Massachusetts, and also linked to a team in Ann Arbor, Michigan. This is the, in the eyes of some, axis of sign stealing, but in the eyes of others, it's brothers. It's family. So I would like to sing a song of encouragement to our friends at Michigan after more infractions were handed out to them today for the Connor Stallions sign-stealing scandal. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Here's what's happening with Michigan. The NCAA Division I Committee on Infractions ruled when it comes to Michigan's advanced scouting case that they will be fined $30 million. They avoided a postseason ban. They are still the national title of 2023. They still are the national champs. But the NCAA has levied some significant punishments on Michigan. Get this. Sharon Moore, their head coach, who was suspended 2 games for the start of this season already, has been suspended 1 game to begin the 2026 season. What a performative punishment. He also received a 2-year show cause penalty. The university was prepared to self-impose that suspension. The 2025 games that he'll miss, home game against Central Michigan, road game against Nebraska. The 2026 opener is against Western Michigan in Frankfurt, Germany. Don't you love the NCAA like hyping up this punishment they're going to give on a Friday? And then this is what it actually ends up being. The NCAA committee also levied an 8-year show cause penalty for former Michigan staffer Connor Stallions and a 10-year show cause for Jim Harbaugh, who's now in the NFL. These are basically barriers to schools hiring them in the future. It will not begin, this 10-year show cause penalty, until after he serves a 4-year show cause penalty from a previous NCAA case. So he's got a 14-year show cause. I guess we're never going to see Jim Harbaugh at the college level again. That's a bummer. Also, the $30 million fine includes a $50,000 initial levy, which is 10% of their football budget, 10% of the cost of football scholarships for the 2025 season, and they lose all postseason competition revenue sharing for the next 2 years, which could eclipse $30 million. So they're being fined up to $30 million. Sherron Moore got suspended a game, and two guys who already aren't there anymore, they have a show cause extended. Damn. They really nailed him, didn't they? Our brothers in arms, we of the Houston Astros faithful, and also those in Foxborough, Massachusetts, we pat them on the back and we tell them they shall overcome. But isn't it funny that they did not really get penalized at all? Sort of like the Patriots, sort of like the Astros. Anyway, Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. I want to hear your best edition of the Astros motto on the Paul Gallant Show for the 2025 season. You know what it is. You got to call in and you got to deliver some gusto. So we will wait for those phone lines to light up.
Yeah, Paul, right now, it might be some
blasphemy.
Whoa.
Someone just called in and didn't want to do it. Just wanted a free handout.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, hey.
Gabagool. We don't want you to wet your beak. Okay. If you want it, you got to call in.
Yeah,
you got to
earn
the motto, the 2025 Astros, and you got to do it with gusto.
Yeah.
Who knows? You're not going to get it.
No.
Right.
We can keep them ourselves. We can invite some of our friends.
Right, exactly. Like, we have that power. We do. But if you want to come, if you want to hang out with us, you got to do it. And you got to do it with gusto. You do. This person that wanted a handout. I don't like that kind of thing. I don't believe in handouts, you know? I'm part of the greatest generation. My grandfather fought in World War II. Both my grandfathers fought in World War II. By association, I am part of the greatest generation, and I am a combined 2-0 in World Wars. And you know what they used to do back in the day? They used to walk to school in the snow, uphill, both ways. And while they were doing it, you know, after the war was done, then they were, you know, taking care of kids and having a lot of them in a time where you never knew if you were going to get nuked by the Russians. And this guy's calling in and he just wants to go to the listener party for free. Unbelievable. You know? Anyway, 713-780-3776 to call it the text. It is an Ask Gallant Anything Friday.
Okay, now we got some. We just need
to call
out.
We got some people?
Out. Yeah.
All right, cool. In the meantime, I'll answer a couple of Ask Gallant Anything questions before. So, people, get your voices ready. From the 281, Paul has a girlfriend, lies. No, we're Instagram official, both of us. And she is going to be at the listener party. Yes, you can see for yourself that I might not be gay. For yourself, in person. Here we go. It's time. It's time for someone to shout the Astros motto for 2025. Sean, who's up first?
Up first, let's go with Jim.
Jim, with a chance to come to the ESPN Houston Listener Party, September 5th, at St. Arnold's. Show me what you've got.
God wills it.
Yes. He knows it.
I like it.
Jim,
I like it.
I like it. Up first, there's enough gusto behind it. All right, so Jim's in first place.
Yeah, an air of fanaticism to it.
Right, exactly.
All right, and then our second contestant. It's mano y mano.
Okay.
It's Jim versus Alan.
All right, Alan. Show me what you've got.
Paul, you're not gay, and if I go to the listeners' party, it's God with it!
Well, he did assume my sexuality, even though I have a girlfriend. Can I give it to Alan? I got to give it to Alan, because Alan added a little joke in there. But we do appreciate Jim with the first call. And Jim, next week, be sure you're listening, whether yes. it's to me or to the other shows.
Or download the app. You can enter.
The app is the easiest way. The app is for sure, Sean, giving people the yes. most chances to win. But also, on our Instagram, we're giving it away. On our TikTok, we're giving it away. On our X, we're giving it away. Sam, anything else that we're giving it away on? Are we giving it away on Facebook? Facebook as well. So make sure you're following ESPN Houston on all of those apps. Sam, the social media savant, hanging out behind me here at Brickyard Tavern and Tap on an Ascalon Anything Friday. Come out here as part of the ESPN Houston Summer Circuit. You can register for a chance to win a pair of bicycles from Power On e-bikes. We wish all of you well in the wars to come when it comes to getting those listener party tickets. You still got 3 weeks to make it happen. Jim did have the obstacle of being up first, you know. Generally, who's up second is probably going to end up being a little bit better. But, Jim, we hope that we hear from you next time that we give them away. And congratulations to Alan. Anyway, it is an Ascalon Anything Friday. I've said that, I think, like three times in the last minute. And I'm starving. This food smells good. Happy hour starting in 45 minutes. Killer Bees are going to be on. I'm going to sit back here, maybe heckle them for a little bit. It's going to be great. We got some more of your Ascalon Anything questions. Plus, what can you do this weekend? We're giving you your weekend homework. First, though, let me tell you about my friends at Walmart. The Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Now you do. Walmart has more than 500 million items online. That's right. You can get anything there. Anything. No, really. Anything. And on top of that, they can deliver a lot of it. Yeah. Seriously. Including groceries. And you can order groceries at Walmart where they can deliver them in as fast as an hour. And guess what? You don't have to pay any extra. The same for delivery as they are in the store with Walmart's always low prices. Groceries cheaper there than they are at the big brands, you know? When it comes to feeding your family, hosting a tailgate, or throwing a party, think Walmart for all your grocery needs. Walmart.com is where you go to make all these things happen. The Walmart you thought you knew is now new. Who knew? Now you do.
The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from Brickhouse Tavern and Tap in Humble as part of ESPN Houston Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
It's the most interactive sports talk show in Houston on an Ascalon Anything Friday. Before we get to your weekend homework, all the fun things you could do this weekend. Someone asked me this question. Paul, what is this Rockets schedule reveal video? I just watched it during the commercial break. I'm just going to be frank. I've been in Houston for most of the last 13 years or so. 15 years, right? 14. I came here late 2011. So most of the last 14 years I've been here, there was a couple years I was in Seattle. Without a doubt, this is the worst piece of social media that any Houston sports team has ever put out. Like, there's no denying this. Here's what it sounds like. Trust me when I tell you, the video that is paired with this audio is 10 times worse.
This is what the Houston Rockets are going to give you in the 25-26 NBA season. It's the schedule release day. So let's take a look. I'm just stepping. I'm not your feet, Cameron. I'm just stepping. I always see a big, beautiful door. Guys, in today's tour, each room's going to be a different NBA team. So let's get to it. Well, here we go. Start off the tour. We're going to talk about a new play. Easy Money Sniper. The Slim Reaper, a.k.a. Kevin Durant! Well, here we go. If you guys are as excited as me, take this for a step. We see a beautiful cabinet space, and right here is a beautiful cup. And if you like the NBA, you're super excited for the NBA Cup, because you know the Rockets are about to win. Over here we go. Here we go.
All right, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. I'm just going to make a statement. I would never advocate beating kids. And that is the statement I will make. That's all I will say. If you hear the audio, I'm assuming this kid is high school aged. It is some kid who has clearly done far too much Adderall, if not straight speed or cocaine, running through a model home with nothing in it, speaking in a weird voice. I'm guessing this is Generation Beta. Like, even Gen Z is like, what the hell is this? And Gen Z is hard now. Gen Z drops hard R-words and F-bombs, like the other one now. And I bet they're talking all sorts of bleep about this Generation Beta kid. Oh, my God. Is this what people want? Paul, you're like the radio version of this. Shut up. Well, fair. That's actually fair. I suppose, poke too much, but that is truly the worst thing I've ever seen a Houston sports team post on social media. And, I mean, the Texans were doing a lot of stuff with Sketch, for God's sake.
This is way worse than Sketch.
Stealing mentally challenged people's valor, and on top of that, did gay porn, which we don't mind. Like, just be out and about with it. Yes, Sean, this is way worse. This is rough.
It's funny, you cut off here at the exact same point that when I saw this last night, I was like, I can't do this. Like,
this is my first time seeing it. I wish I had it.
I can't do
this. This kind of killed the vibes.
Oh. Do you want to look forward to what we have to do this weekend? Would that bring up the vibes?
Toro McJohnson responded to this on X saying, like, this is very Paul Gallant. Oh, my God. Anyway, texter from the 832 took the words out of my mouth, out of my text, Paul. Thought of you when I heard that gay stuff. Hey, we don't know his sexuality. He needs to get better sneakers. Unless the Generation Beta is also wearing New Balance now. Anyway, here are all the things you can do this weekend to try to forget the horror. The horror!
So, what are we doing this weekend?
Yeah, what are we doing?
I'm gonna need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow.
Oh, and I almost forgot.
I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday. Too.
Because Paul Gallant has weekend homework for you.
No days off! No days off! No days off!
All right. So the Astros are playing the Orioles this weekend at Daikin Park. There's giveaways on Friday and Saturday. Friday, Billy Wagner throwback jersey. That's tonight. There's fireworks, of course. A pregame happy hour, I guess. Daikin Park margaritas. Ooh-wee. Tomorrow, another Astros-Orioles game with Billy Wagner Hall of Fame bobblehead and Billy Wagner's number being retired. So Billy Wagner is going to be there, and I will assume he's throwing out the first pitch. And then Sunday, 1:10, after a 6:10, excuse me, after a 6:10 first pitch Saturday night, 1:10, they wrap up their series against Baltimore, and hopefully we'll have a 4.5-game series lead by weekend's end. as they take on the Orioles one more time. Also, the Texans play the Panthers preseason game number 2 tomorrow, NRG Stadium at noon. It does sound like, based off of everything that we heard from Texans players yesterday, that we will see the starters for some time. How much time, that remains to be seen. I'd like to see more of the starting offensive line out there. We saw some of them out there in week 1. I'd also like to see C.J. Stroud in this offense out. I doubt we're going to see Christian Harris, who we did not see at the joint practice yesterday, or Damian Pierce, who we also did not see yesterday. So there you go from a local sports perspective. As far as preseason games of note, preseason week 2, you've got tonight Cam Ward and the Titans against the Falcons, if you want to see more of him. You've got Daniel Jones and the Colts, and I imagine little Anthony Richardson tomorrow at noon against the Packers with Indy. And also at noon, if you want to catch the rest of the AFC South. All of a sudden, my computer's screwing up. My bad. Sunday at noon, Jaguars and Saints. So you got that. And if you're a Cowboys person, they play the Ravens at 6 p.m. Most of these games are not going to be televised, so you might want NFL Plus if you want to check any of those out. But those are the intriguing games taking place for fan bases that are located close to us. What else is going on this weekend? Jeff Dye, he's in town doing stand-up at Punchline Houston. Jeff Dye has been big because he's a conservative comedian. He's pretty funny, and if you lean right, I think you're definitely going to enjoy him. Also, Marlon Wayans is going to be at the Houston Improv. The many, many Wayans brothers. Also, it's Houston Restaurant Week, so I mean, if you want to go out to a restaurant and eat for less, go to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. Movies coming out this weekend. There's already a couple of movies in theaters that I want to see. The Naked Gun got pretty good reviews online. Freakier Friday and Weapons, which is a horror movie. BMAC is saying, oh yeah, I'm guessing it's terrifying. Nobody 2 is coming out tonight. I don't know if anyone saw that Bob Odenkirk action thriller, Nobody 1. It's the sequel. I like Nobody 1. I was surprised by how good it was. It's like old man John Wick. Like if John Wick was a suburban dad instead of just John Wick, someone killed his dog. It's great action, very violent, mindless, quick, in-and-out kind of movie. Also, some TV shows coming out this weekend. I heard coming out of Dell's show, MC talking about the new Alien show, Alien Earth, which is on FX, and it comes from Fargo's creator. FX is probably the pound-for-pound best TV show channel out there these days. No offense to HBO Max. There's also The Kingdom, the Chiefs documentary. We'll talk about that a little bit in the next segment because there's some sports documentaries that you certainly could watch. Also, coming out this weekend, streaming-wise, The Great American Baking Show on the Roku channel. So there you go. And another show called The Serial Killer's Apprentice on HBO Max. So from what I understand, The Serial Killer's Apprentice is about a guy who killed 40-plus boys in Houston. Do I want to watch this? But it's coming out Sunday night on HBO. So that's absolutely terrifying. And on that note, guys, it is the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713, 780-3776 to call to text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, and on Twitch at ESPN 975. You can ask me any question. I will work it into the show. Having a tough time seeing the Twitch chat. Also having a tough time taking calls out here. But we are having a great time hanging out at Brickyard Tavern and Tap up in Humble. How much of a lead can the Astros build in the American League West with the way that the schedule looks for the next couple of games? And I've got some thoughts on a couple of other things you could watch this weekend. They're sports documentaries. Stay put.
This is the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from Brickhouse Tavern and Tap in Humble as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 to text YouTube at ESPN Houston. Really quickly on the Astros, who have three games against the Baltimore Orioles this weekend. An Orioles team that did just take 2-3 against the Seattle Mariners to give the Astros their nifty little one-and-a-half-game lead. But an Orioles team that's probably been the biggest disappointment in all of baseball. Last place, 55-66 on the season. You're going to play the Orioles 7 of the next 10 games. On top of that, while you do have a tough series against the Detroit Tigers, the Astros are also going to play, to close out the month of August, the Rockies and Angels. That is a cupcake buffet, as you have heard me say from time to time. Take a look at the Mariners' schedule. Having just lost 2-3 after being red hot for so long, they have a weird series against the Mets with the first two games on the road, then the last game back in Seattle before a three-game series in Philadelphia. The Mets are not playing well recently, but they are a decent team. And I think that weirdness of this series with two games in New York and one in Seattle and then three afterwards immediately in Philadelphia, I could see the Mariners dropping a few of those. They do play the A's, but after that, they wrap up the month against the Padres, who have overtaken the Dodgers in the National League West because the Dodgers are falling apart. And the Cleveland Guardians, who also have a pulse and are within reach of a wild card spot. So, Mariners fattened up. Astros have it pretty good. Bold prediction. I think by the end of the month, the Astros leading the American League West is going to be 5 games. 5. We shall see. So let it be written. So let it be done. To quote old Yul Brynner playing Ramses in the very, very old movie, The Ten Commandments, starring Charlton Heston, which I very much enjoyed as a kid. Long movie, though.
Deliver us from bondage.
Anyway, it's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. We're still working some of your questions into the show. Let's go through a bunch very quickly. A texter, if you had a chance to be with four of the most beautiful women on earth at the same time, would you risk losing your girlfriend? No, I'd feel guilty. I'd feel guilty. I don't think I could even do it with three people. You know why? I'm constantly thinking about how other people feel, and I would be like, wait, is this person cool? I'd also be paranoid that things wouldn't last very long. So it starts off with that, but also it's mainly this. So if you don't know, and it's not like, how do I phrase this? I've been a little bit of a hoe in the past, and I don't need that anymore. I haven't needed it in a while. What I got right now is like so awesome, really is. I wonder how she feels about the way I just framed that, but it really has been. Like, there are times where I do not believe it is real. Anyway,
you can still find love in your old age, everybody.
Also, texts on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Paul, Massachusetts beer or Texas beer? St. Arnold's. That's the answer to that. By the way, St. Arnold's has a space for you. Go to St. Arnold's if you are looking to hold a party. Click on private events. Tell them Paul or ESPN Houston sent you by for a bonus. Another text on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Paul, if you could blow up one company and your choices were your cable company or your cell carrier, what would it be? I've been with the same cell company for 15 years. I've never had an issue with them. In fact, I like some of their perks. I have no issue with my cell phone company. In fact, if there was a way that I could like pay my cell phone company for my internet, I probably would.
but I don't think they had the means for that. So, yeah, the cable company. You know? Cable company's regularly out. I will say that now that I've cut the cable, I don't care about them as much. I more so hate my I more so hate Fubo TV, which is just an absolute ripoff. And I need to call them and like try to lower the price. This is a very weird Ask Alon Anything Friday question. F Mary Kill with three men. How about Mary Passion Kill? How about that? As far as their actual aesthetic game. I am sending LeBron to Belize. I've never liked LeBron as a sports fan. Michael Jordan. This is nothing against Jordan. I saw so little of his career that I think a one-night thing would be fine, you know? A one night of highlight tape studying, that's what I'm saying. And Steph is like, Steph's been my favorite player in the NBA for a while, so I'd marry Steph. Yeah, I know, a lot of people don't like that here in Houston, but I mean, watching that run that he went on with Davidson back in college, you know, watching and drinking in the morning with friends, it was like the first time I really watched the NCAA tournament. I was cutting classes to watch it, how awesome he was that tournament, and on top of all of that, like, what he's been able to do in his career despite being, like, a skinny guy with, like, ankle issues and stuff, I love Steph. Really do. I know that pisses off a lot of Rockets fans because he just took him out this past year. Another text. If you could trade any of the on-air talent from Gao to another local station, who would it be and who would you want in return? That's from Big Art. All right. This is going to be good. I thought about this. This is going to be hilarious. So here's what we're going to do. There's only one person who has successfully sued the station that canned my ass. John Granato. I am sending Granato back there because he will be able to successfully sue his way out of that place. He has precedent. So, we send him there in exchange for Seth. Seth's a part of the family. And then John sues the station again, wins, and comes back. Master plan. I'm just saying. But ultimately, I think the lineup we have is great. Start to finish. Anyway, it's an Ask Alon Anything Friday. We're debuting a new segment. We're going to talk about sports documentaries occasionally. There's a bunch that are out right now. First off, you have Hard Knocks. You have the new Chiefs Kingdom documentary that just came out. There's an SEC documentary. I just watched all a quarterback. Let's do it.
First of all, you're not going to block me. Second of all, you don't want to fight me. Third of all,
I'm the man.
Documenting.
You mess with me, you got problems.
Sports.
1 versus 11. I like my odds.
Documentaries.
Let's go.
Remember Hard Knocks 2015? J.J. Watt, Fort Minor. Lifting tires. Perhaps creating debilitating back injuries down the road. J.J. Watt. Also a little Brian Cushing in there. It was fun going back down. I went and watched Brian Cushing, two mic'd up some Brian Cushing, and I pulled 7 to 8 drops for future use on the show, Sean. So I'll send them to you at some point. But I watched the first two episodes of Hard Knocks. My God. Snooze fest. Cancel this show. It is awful. It is boring. It is awful. Like, there's only so much Bills fans you can show me. Wow, a hopeless fan base is addicted to their local team? That's cool. That's neat. But, I mean, first off, you teased me the way that you did to open up the second episode where it begins with a Sean McDermott speech, and Sean McDermott's not making a 9/11 or Pearl Harbor reference at the end of it. Boo! On top of that, the entire second half of the episode, it's like they told Damar Hamlin, hey, we're going to mic you up. Can you pray? And we're just going to focus on you for 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 awkward minutes and talk about the time you nearly died in a football game. And it's cool that you didn't die. We like that. And we like that you came back out there now that you're playing again. But my God, you got like the entirety of that moment in your life tattooed on your back. Like, that was a couple of years ago. It just doesn't really gravitate. It doesn't really pull me in. And then between that, like, every single time all these players are mic'd up, it's like they're all trying their hardest. All of them, they're trying so effing hard. Like, just be normal. And I suppose that's the big problem for Hard Knocks, which has not been interesting in a couple of years. BMAC, looks like you have something to say.
The most interesting thing that happened through the first two episodes, and it wasn't interesting at all,
was Deion Dawkins drifting with his kids in the car.
Yeah.
And that was mildly interesting at best, and that was the best thing from the first two episodes.
Right. There were a couple of highlights from the football game. Okay, that's cool. But you're right, and there's like some dude on a scooter saying...
Yeah, like one of the major plot points of the show was a dude ordered a scooter that was too small, and then he had to order one that was bigger.
And then it got stolen by somebody.
That's apparently interesting.
Yeah. Two actually interesting things. Shout out to Sean McDermott beating skin cancer.
Okay,
sunscreen,
sure.
Everybody.
Yep.
Two, I can't believe Marv Levy's 100 years old and answers the phone like that. And
knew who Sean McDermott
lucid.
Was.
Yes. Now, he did say Sean McDermott with the Bills,
yeah.
But Levy did seem to know
he
who
it
was.
It.
I had no idea Levy was still kicking. Shout out to him. 100-year-old man. That's awesome. And, yeah, seemingly still has his wits about him. It would be nice if they actually were able to get him on camera, but I imagine at this moment in time, they probably do not want anyone else seeing him for fear of, like, immediately killing him. But shout out to him. I watched the SEC documentary, the first episode, last night. It's definitely better than Hard Knocks. My blood was boiling the whole first part of the second episode, because Graham Mertz, Houston Texan, was allowed to wear number 15 at Florida, Tim Tebow's number. That is sacrilegious. Also, Brian Kelly, being the son of somebody who was in politics and being involved in politics in Boston, is the least surprising thing ever. This two-faced snake, my God, he is so fake. I have never, like, it just explains so much. Oh, his daddy's in politics. He's been in politics a little bit, too. This is how you assimilate an accent and get called out. Like, he should be getting called out by that when he was growing up in Boston by, some Detective Dignam-esque character from The Departed. You lace curtain eat a mother bleepler. You had different accents for the weekends. Like, that is Brian Kelly to a T. He just the fist pounding on the table after the week one loss. Like, none of it feels real. None of it. So it explained a lot to me that he's the son of a like person who was involved in politics, whatever that means, in Boston. And on top of that, like, he himself was involved in politics as well before he got into coaching. Blech. Also, the Chiefs documentary is out. I'm still mad that there is a 7-part documentary about the Kansas City Chiefs, who have won half the Super Bowls as the New England Patriots, especially when there was a documentary about the New England Patriots, and the New England Patriots Apple TV documentary skipped over one, back-to-back Super Bowls, and two, a 21-game winning streak. Unbelievable. They just skipped over it in like 3 seconds. That's it. Oh, my God. Anyway, calming down. Here is a clip from that documentary. Here's Chris Jones referencing the team he'll never be.
Became a new age Patriots. It was like, we used to be so low, you know what I mean? Everybody was like, yeah, we love the Chiefs. Now it's like, I'm tired of the Chiefs winning, somebody else need to win, you know what I mean? And then you got some was like, man, I feel like the Chiefs cheated. So, you know, I don't know why everybody be waiting on our downfall. It's become a norm now.
Yeah, I mean, people are looking at this Rashee Rice thing where Rashee Rice has not been suspended yet, except for there's video out there. Like, just suspend him. I mean, he almost killed people. Like, he's driving like a maniac in Dallas and just walks away from the scene of the crime. Like, at least with Jordan Addison, we didn't see it. Jordan Addison's been suspended, and Rashee Rice does not get suspended the first couple of games of the season. So this is going to lend itself to people hating on the Chiefs a little bit more. I actually do have an appreciation for the Chiefs and what they are doing. Yes, there is a part of me that's like, I hope they don't catch the Patriots. But I like the great teams that continue to do the things they've been doing. It's why I like the Warriors as much as I did from before. Oh, they beat the Rockets all the time. Yeah, I know, but like, if the Rockets had beat them, we would all be happy. It's really cool to see a team just be good year in, year out. Like, I had respect for the Spurs, you know. The teams that do that, I respect. I respect the Chiefs. So this documentary, I'm sure, will be interesting, but ugh. I'm so mad about Apple TV skipping over the back-to-back Super Bowls and the 21-game winning streak. It was like 2 seconds. It was like two Super Bowls later. It's like, what? You're just going to skip 3 years? Like, Patriot player had a stroke in the middle of that. Like, what? We're just going to skip that? Anyway, I'm Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show. It's an Ask Gallant Anything Friday. We are live at the, I'm having a brain fart, Brick House Tavern and Tap. I was like, is it a tavern, tap house at Brick? No, that's not it. We are at the Brick House Tavern and Tap up in Humble. Burger of the month is pork belly. Good God, it looks amazing. I don't know if I'm going to get that or the duck wings, but the happy hour here starts at 3 o'clock, just in time for the Killer Bees. Any last questions, we'll squeeze them in, plus garbage time. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Stay put.
the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from Brickhouse Tavern and Tap in Humble as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Last chance to dance, the Paul Gallant Show. Astros wrapping up a homestand against the Baltimore Orioles this weekend. It's Billy Wagner weekend. They're giving away Billy Wagner jerseys tonight if you get in there early enough. And you can get a Billy Wagner bobblehead tomorrow when Wagner's number is retired. So good for Billy Wagner, newest Houston Astro, part of the Hall of Fame. Framber Valdez on the hill tonight for the Astros against something called, sorry, I don't know who he is, Brandon Young. This Brandon Young fella is 0-6 with a 6.7 ERA. So theoretically, the Astros bats will take him to the woodshed. He is from Lumberton, Texas, a 6'6" man with a lot of hair and a lot of beard, but not doing so hot this season. So theoretically, the Astros should win this one easily. That said, it does feel like these are the kind of games that the Astros will occasionally puke up. Framber, it's been a rough August for him. 5 earned runs against the Red Sox, 4 earned runs against the Yankees. So hopefully he's able to get back to form. Anyway, it's the Paul Gallant Show. Time for a little garbage time before we get out of here.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Two final Ask Along Anything questions before we get out of here. One, from the 713, if you could have a beer with Winston Churchill, JFK, or Abraham Lincoln, who would it be? I think Lincoln would be boring. I also think JFK would be annoying. I can't deal with his accent. Winston Churchill. Churchill liked Lincoln. Some people believe that Winston Churchill gave the speech that everyone heard, like, we will fight him on the island, we will fight him in the streets. Like, some believe he was hammered when he gave that speech, which, if it's true, hilarious. One last text, Texas or Ohio State. I'm picking Texas, but, like, my friends will get mad at me if I don't pick Texas. My two best friends are Texas fans, and they got mad at me earlier this year because I was caught giving a horns down after they lost to Georgia. Whoops. I like Texas. If I had to pick between Texas and A&M, I would pick Texas. However, I don't know. Sometimes you got to keep them guessing. But I do think Texas is going to win that game. I do.
Well, what would you know? You're not even a college football guy.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm just saying. That's who I'm rooting for in that game. We're going to be talking a lot about Ramalama Ding Dongs in this garbage time. Did anyone see that news station in Georgia that said that Michael Penix Jr. was Michael Penis Jr.? Not going to lie, when I was up in Seattle talking about the Washington Huskies occasionally, whenever I saw that name, I was tempted. But I was working for the Church of Latter-day Saints, technically, so I always had to behave. It was tempting. Very tempting. Speaking of penis, a man who has a 14.5 sea monster downstairs, the largest Johnson in the world, hurt himself after slipping and breaking his arm in the shower. Why? Well, because his Titanic tallywhacker, as actually written in an article, got in the way. He tripped over it in the shower and fell. And, yeah, he broke some bones. Said Matt Barr, it was a very embarrassing accident. Yeah. I mean, you do get to flex afterwards. Like, yeah, I tripped over my penis in the shower again. So at least he's got that. Speaking of penises, the Patriots have a male cheerleader. So I don't think they're going to make the playoffs this year. I think that's bad vibes. So there you go, everybody. Now, what else do we have? In garbage time, a dude who is, I guess, one of, you know, have you ever heard of that warlord in Haiti? His name is Barbecue. He might eat people. Like, he might be a cannibal. Well, someone in his crew got arrested in Pasadena for leading a conspiracy to transfer funds from the U.S. to Barbecue to fund his gang activities. His name is Basile Richardson. He was arrested in mid-July and was expected to be in court earlier this week. He has four nicknames, and I'm not sure which one is the coolest. Fredo, which per Chris Cuomo is an Italian slur. Fred Lion, Leo Danger, and Lepe Blode. I don't know what that means. It sounds fun. Four nicknames for this guy who's Barbecue's right-hand man. And he's a Houston person. Or at least he's caught in Houston and sent to jail. A silent man in England has been convicted 12 times. Why? Because he stands in the middle of the road. And he doesn't even protest. There's no reason for it. And one of the reasons he is getting charged more than a protester theoretically would is because he apparently has malice as he stands there and not doing anything. So actually someone worse than the protesters who get in the middle of the street. And get this, since the Be Someone sign is back on that one overpass, it's on 45, I think, right? They're actually investigating who put it up this time. And I'm wondering if whatever a-hole who put the crypto thing up there is the one that is funding said investigation. I hate crypto. I hate crypto people. Sorry. And on that note, that's going to wrap up the Paul Gallant Show on this Ask Gallant Anything Friday. A big thanks to our friends at the Brickyard Tavern and Tap. Gosh, I keep on screwing it up. I was like, Tavern and Tap. Big thanks, though. I'm about to get myself, I think, some duck wings and hang out for a little bit, watch the Killer Bees. Big thanks to Brian McDonald out here. Big thanks to Sean Mapes back at Mission Control. Big thanks to our callers, texters, YouTubers, Twitchers, and Appers. And congratulations to Alan, who won a ticket to go see us at the ESPN Houston Listener Party on September 5th at St. Arnold's. So long, farewell, have yourselves a wonderful weekend. The Killer Bees are next. Peace!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.